Beh, this afternoon we're in the Giornale di Borgo News office once again, and we have a visitor to the office. My longtime friend, a friend who's been here for many years. In fact, he was the first artist in residence here in Borgo. When was that? 3 years ago? 4 years ago?
2008,
2008, yeah.
4 years.
Hamish Moore, the small pipes maker from Scotland, is visiting Borgo on, well, actually, he's on a round trip. He'll tell us about it. He was in France picking up some canes for his reeds for his pipes, and he called into Borgo for a quick visit. Hamish, welcome back to
Thank you.
Borgo.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's always great to be back.
What are you up to?
The last time, as you said about the cane, the last time I bought cane was actually on my way back from Borgo to Scotland on the road trip. The person I buy the cane from who supplies the best cane is a Signor Ragotti, who has small family-run factory making saxophone and clarinet reeds and oboe and bassoon slips. And he is got the best cane in France, the best cane in the world. And I have developed a great relationship with him now, and I can email him and he'll look out cane for me. My needs are very, very specific. So the selection process has to be very finely tuned, and he allows me to go there and spend a day selecting the cane and rejecting anything I don't want. It's very expensive, but I'm the only one left making reeds out of traditional natural material. Everyone else has gone on to synthetic materials, but I can't hear the sounds I want to hear making from those reeds.
With synthetic roots.
The synthetic reeds, yeah. I can't hear the harmonics that I'm looking for in the sound. So I think it's worth
It's worth the
the
trip,
effort
it's worth
and
the
the
money.
money, yeah. Because without that cane, we can't make the sound, and without that sound, we don't get the orders from the people who
Sure.
really want that sound. So it's a lovely thing to do aesthetically. It's really nice. And then, so I stayed with some pals, a piper in Scotland. He's got a residential caravan on one of these sites, just half an hour north of Nice. I stayed with him, and he ran me to Coquelin, just inland from Saint-Tropez. And he was very interested to see the cane and selecting it. Stayed with him for a couple of nights, and then I got a train from Nice to Ventimiglia, changed there to Genoa, changed there to La Spezia, changed there to Iula, Iula
That's actually one of the worst train journeys ever to get. I mean,
It
it will
was
only take you a few hours in the car, but generally it takes you 18 hours or something
Well,
to do
no, I
something
left at
like that.
8, and I was in Barga at 3:30.
You're an exceptionally
So,
lucky man
is it
to be able to meet all of those connections one
all
by one.
the connections were tight, apart from Genoa, which I had an hour in, and it was lunchtime, so that was.
It's going to be a short discussion today because I know you're just ready to leave to go back to Scotland now. With a rucksack full of these reeds.
Well, the cane
The
to make
canes
the
range, canes,
to make the reeds,
to make the reeds.
Back to work. We're busier than ever. I've got a 2-year waiting list now for the
For your
pipes.
pipes.
And I mean, Finn's really got the business now, and I go and help out. I do most of the repair work, but I'm also started this process that I've long held the ambition to, which is to make one or two sets a year, and I make them entirely from scratch, every single part of them, because we do employ three people back at home in the workshop. So, and this is what I'm calling my limited edition sets, and I've already got three people lined up wanting these. So the first set I'm about to start making is going to be in memory of a very famous piper who died very suddenly last year of pancreatic cancer. And they'll be dedicated to him. And they're going to go to a young fantastic paper, Breege, Campbell from Skye. And I'm going to give her those pipes. She's 13 now, for 3 or 4 years until she's 17 or 18. And then we'll have a meeting and they'll be handed on to another 12 or 13 year old. And so the story will be told of Martin Lowe, the person they're dedicated to. So that's the first set. I've long had an ambition to make a set out of olive wood from Barga here.
Yeah, I remember talking to you about this before, last year and the year before.
Well, I got enough olive from Isernia, south of Rome there, and I made one set in olive, and they were absolutely beautiful. So I'm going to make
beautiful, you mean by the sound pleasing as well?
Everything. The looks and the sound were just stunning. In fact, I think they're possibly the best sounding set of pipes I've ever made. And they went to a very, very good young piper from Cape Breton Island in Nova Scotia. I was looking at olive today, and I'd like to get olive specifically from Barga to do a Barga set, and then maybe leave them in the town here.
But I know that you've got a rush, so let's go directly to the point. So what are you doing with Barga? The last year, the school unfortunately didn't take place.
It didn't happen. I didn't have enough students, and I didn't get any financial assistance. But I'm trying to make it happen next year in September. I had a meeting with Sonia last night, and we've agreed that I'm going to try and run 3 weeks. Much smaller groups, only 3 tutors per week, and hold it not in the conservatorio, but in other buildings that we can access. And so have 1 week dedicated to Gaelic music and song. So there'll be fiddle, pipes and Gaelic song. 1 week dedicated to storytelling and Scots song, and 1 week dedicated to art and creative writing. And I've more or less got the tutors all lined up for all of these 3 weeks. So that'll be 3 tutors per week. And I need 5 students per tutor to pay for the tutors.
And what time of year are you thinking of running this
school? The first 3 weeks of September.
Great, perfect timing. Mm. Great time of year, because it's August is a little hectic at the moment.
Yeah, it's too busy.
Too many things going on. September is now becoming the best month of the year, basically, because it calms down.
Yeah.
It gets cooler in the evenings. Mm-hmm. It's still warm during the day. There's no insects, and there's fewer people around. It's much more interesting time of year.
Yeah, it'll
probably
be really nice. And you know, the reason I want to make this happen in Barga, and I want this to be an annual event that sticks and goes on from year to year. It's simply that Barga, there's creativity oozing out the walls of this town, and there are so many artists and musicians and writers in this place, and you can just breathe it in, you can sense it, and so it's a perfect place for it. And I know culturally, we're in Tuscany, we're in Italy. There is a Scottish connection, which matters. It matters.
So we were on national television just this weekend once again with, and they pushed Barga, the most Scottish town in Italy. It's still making headlines. As I say, it was on national television once again.
Yeah,
it's still there. It's not going to go away.
No, and it's true that all the Italian cafes and ice cream parlours and the west of Scotland, all the people, it's all Bargajani.
It's all Bargajani.
Yeah. Not so in the east. They came from further south. But on the west coast, it's all Barga people. So there is that connection. It's a tenuous one in terms of Gaelic culture or creative writing, but it's still important because when the Scots come here, no matter what to do, when they walk into Adele's at Di Ricardo's, and she speaks with her Glasgow accent, and then also speaks perfect Italian. And she's only one of many people, Scots Bargajani, who have come back to live here. So it's an exciting prospect. Hopefully, I'm doing an application to Creative Scotland to try and get some funding. I'm not hopeful. I spent weeks doing one for Giovanni Moscardini project, and that was rejected. And that that would have been a lovely thing to do here, because Blair Douglas has written this suite of music in commemoration of him, and it's not just about him. It's a metaphor for the contribution that Italians have made to Scottish society.
Sure.
But that was rejected, and there's no way we can do that without funding.
Yeah. Okay, Hamish, I know you're busy. You have to get off. Thank you for talking with us, and we look forward to September 1st, 2nd and 3rd week in September for the school again.
Thanks,
thank you very much.
Thanks for your help and support. Yeah.
Bye-bye.